may be considered too disturbing or mature for some audiences, listener discretion is strongly advised. For those sticking around, you've been warned.
Good evening and welcome to all you loyal listeners and all you fresh new initiates alike. Producing a monthly horror radio drama is a monstrous undertaking. If you enjoy stalking the shadows with us every month, we urge you to join the Frightmare Theater Undead family and support us on Patreon, where you will receive members-only special content. Please consider rating and reviewing the show on iTunes as well. Oh, well, that's our cue. Thanks for listening and enjoy tonight's terrifying episode.
The hour has grown late, and shadows lurk around every corner. Tonight is the hallowed night, where we speak the sacred words passed down from our forefathers, in the hopes that the spirits grant us safe passage through the shadowy realms before us. Bow your heads and join me, if you will. Trick or treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat. If you don't, I don't care. I will just lure you into a cunning trap and hang you by your toes as you scream and cry for your mommy. But your screams shall go unanswered as I pluck each hair from your body one by one with dull tweezers, starting with your feet and ending at your smug, selfish head. Then, once you resemble a weeping, swollen, ruddy, porky pig-esque nightmare version of your former self, I shall release you into the wild, naked, and shivering for all the world to see how stingy and selfish you really are. And now, loyal listeners, it is time to turn down the lights and turn up the terror as we together carve into that grinning jack-o'-lantern of frightful fiction known as Frightmare Theater.
Hello? Hello? Good doctor? Al? Agnes? Greg? Well, where the devil are they?
I know Greg hides those extra oatmeal screen pies in here somewhere. Oh, I can almost taste the terror.
There you are.
Ah! Oh! It's you. What do you want, announcer?
Well, it's time to start the Halloween episode. Where is everyone?
The what? Everyone's downstairs at the Halloween party. It's a little dead by now, but then again, it wasn't very alive to begin with. With...
Cute. But what do we do about the show? Our patient patrons are waiting for some entertainment on this most hallowed of eves. You didn't forget, did you?
Welcome again, little beasties. I am your host, Dr. Necropolis, and welcome to another thrill...
We're a bit beyond that at this point, I think, eh, Doctor?
Oh, fine, then. just a second, loyal listeners, if you please.
Get up here in the booth, now! No! We forgot to do our jobs! I don't care how much punch you've had, Al. Get up here!
Just a little longer, lovelies.
It's just like when nothing, like when nothing.
Hey, Doc, what do you need? The party's just about over.
Yeah. Once Greg starts slow dancing with landlady La Lorena to John Carpenter's greatest hits, you know it's time to find the keys. So what's the deal? I can't stay in these heels forever. I'm never going as Elvira ever again.
Please don't.
Well, it's better than your duo costume.
Listen, we would have won best team costume if Al didn't screw it up. Why did you show up dressed as a monk?
That's what you said. You told me to go as Abbot Bud. So I went and got the robe and slapped on the name tag and boom!
I said Bud Abbott. Bud Abbott. And I'm Lou Costello. Now I just look like some idiot in a suit and bowler hat.
Oh. I just thought you were the ghost of a 1930s banker.
Tick tock, doctor. Tick tock.
Oh, fine. Fine. Anyone got any good ideas for tonight's terrible tale? We bungled and didn't get anything lined up.
What about the one about the sentient cheese from space? You know, the monster from beyond the stars?
Class up the place, why don't you, Al? Agnes, what about you?
Oh, I don't know, Doc. I really just want to get home, put my feet up, and turn on a good horror movie.
Aha! That's it!
We get to go home?
Not a chance. But you did just remind me of a dastardly little dirge for our gruesome guests. Get ready to play the tape S2.5, Al. Crack those knuckles and get to the keys, Agnes, dear. And as for you, my spooky little beasties, get your popcorn popping and your milk duds... Dudding?
I always like Twizzlers and a good soda pop myself.
Fine, great, grand. Whatever tricky treats you prefer while enjoying cinematic screams, now is the time to break them out as we cap off this Hallows Eve with tonight's freaky frolic entitled Film Noir. Enjoy!
Jesus Christ, what's she doing here?
Hmm? Oh, Miss Bradbury insisted on being present for your arrival.
I'm sure she did.
Mr. Ferguson, do be kind to her. Ethel's been through quite a lot these past few weeks. We all have. You may not have been too keen on Mr. Enger, but your cynicism isn't shared by as many as you might think.
All right, Kenny.
Mr. Todd.
Mr. Todd, don't get your shorts in a knot. I'm not gonna ruffle the lady's feathers, I promise. Unless, of course, the lady wants to get her feathers ruffled.
Mr. Ferguson, I will not have you besmirch that fine woman's reputation by insinuating...
Cool down, Kenny, old pal. I'm only ragging you a little.
Miss Bradbury is a fine woman, Mr. Ferguson. She served Mr. Enger faithfully on every one of his pictures over the past 20 years. She was by his side through all of it. When that review of yours put the final nail in the coffin of his career and broke that man into 1,000 tiny pieces. We were the only ones left to try to pick up those pieces. Words have consequences, Mr. Ferguson.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Kenny. The picture was a bomb. A stinker. The worst in a long line of stinkers. Jackie P. Enger may have been an artistic genius when he was churning out the likes of The Darkest Hour and The Nightbird, but the spark fizzled out a long time ago. I don't care what his fans say. I just call him like I see him, Pally, and I get paid a hell of a lot to do it, too. Besides, who's gonna argue with the Tribune?
I never could understand how you critics sleep at night.
It's 1948, Pally. A man's gotta earn a buck somehow.
You're vultures, every last one. And you, Manny Ferguson, are the worst of them all.
Oh, Kenny, you're gonna make me blush. Well, we better get on with it.
Oh, Mr. Ferguson, my apologies. This is where I leave you.
What?
The last will and testament of Mr. Anger was very specific, sir. You are to sit for a special private screening of Mr. Anger's final masterpiece, Anarisi, and stay until the film's conclusion. Then, and only then, will you be awarded your remuneration.
$100,000. That's what the lawyer said. $100,000 cash for sitting through Anger's last hurrah.
Correct, Mr. Ferguson.
Well, Kenny, old pal, let's just hope having to sit through another self-indulgent masterpiece of the great Jackie Anger's worth it, huh?
Mr. Ferguson.
Miss Bradbury.
Kenneth didn't think he'd be able to drag you here, but I knew you were just the kind of greedy son of a bitch who couldn't pass up that kind of money, even if it meant swallowing his pride and reneging on his vow to... what was it again? Never waste another moment on the pathetic, over-aggrandized work of the once great Jonathan T. Anger.
You know, my words sound just a little sweeter than I intended when they come out of those lips of yours.
You really are a bastard, Manny.
Yeah, well, that's what my mother tells me.
Here is your ticket. With personal compliments of the once great Jonathan P. Anger.
A ticket? Why so formal?
Jackie always had an eye for detail. One of the reasons his films were admired by so many. He loved the movies. Not just making them, Mr. Ferguson, but watching them. In grand old cinema palaces like the Broadmoor here. He said that movies held their own special magic, that a good story could cast a spell over an audience. Jackie would have Kenneth drive him here every Saturday for a double feature. That is, until your scathing review of Mercy to the Fallen forced him into reclusion abroad.
Yeah, I heard a little something about that.
You disgust me.
Europe, was it? A decade spent reconnecting with his roots, soul-searching or something else terribly overdramatic?
Something like that.
Well, we could stand out here in the rain all night flapping our lips, Ethel, but there's money to be made. And we got ourselves what is sure to be quite the doozy to sit through. So, if you'll allow me, m'lady.
No.
What? Oh. You're not telling me you're gonna make me sit through this thing all by myself.
Jackie's final film was made for your eyes only.
What the hell does that mean?
Anarisi is Jonathan P. Anger's most personal project. His last days were spent perfecting every frame of this final cinematic masterpiece, just for you, Mr. Ferguson. It's all for you.
Look, why you busting my chops, lady? Hmm? His career was dying long before my review of that last picture. This, overly dramatic publicity stunt is designed for what, huh? To prove I gave the man a bum rap in a column I wrote 10 years ago?
No. To show you the true power of cinema, Mr. Ferguson. To highlight that the creation of something is more than the money paid for it. To prove artists have a great responsibility to uphold, and that what we put out into the world has consequences.
So you haven't seen the old man's final masterpiece yet, I take it?
This is an heresy. This creation is for you to behold, Mr. Ferguson. Only you.
Look, whatever, lady. If I gotta watch a stinker by myself, so be it. As long as I get what I'm owed.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Ferguson. You will get everything that you are owed.
Hiya, kid.
Manny Ferguson? Wow! Gosh, I read your column every week. When Mr. Markowitz informed me we'd be staying open late for a special guest, I didn't think in a million years it would be the Manny Ferguson of the Chicago Tribune. Holy cow!
Yeah, always great to meet a fan. Listen, kiddo, I normally do these things downtown at the Oriental. We got a whole system worked out, so here's the skinny. I want a bag of corn and a Coca-Cola brought to me before the feature. No ice. And how's about a box of Juniors as well?
Absolutely, Mr. Ferguson, sir. Mr. Markowitz already informed me that this was a special private showing, and that we were not to view the film under any circumstances. The film print even came pre-assembled. Teddy didn't have to do a build-up or anything. It's all very peculiar, if you ask me.
Is that so? That is peculiar.
You don't know the half of it, Mr. Ferguson. If you ask me, this whole thing was funny from the get-go. Yesterday, there was nothing on the schedule for a special late showing this weekend. Then, out of the blue, Mr. Markowitz asks if I could get permission to stay late for a special showing. Only, there's no press, no stars, and no other staff would be on hand. Kinda gave me the heebie-jeebies, if I'm being honest.
Uh-huh.
Then the strangest thing, if you ask me, was last night when this black car rolled up in the alley with its headlights off. I was out taking the garbage to the dumpster, and I saw Mr. Markowitz and this weird guy hauling the print up the back staircase. They were all jittery, like Lucy Mannheim in the 39 Steps. Like they were spooked or something. You know, twitchy, like Peter Lorre and Arsenic and Old Lace, or, well, gosh, and everything he's in. Like...
Ease up there, kid. I get the picture.
The whole thing was bonkers, if you ask me.
So no one here has seen this little gem, then? Hmm? Not even your projectionist?
No, sir. Ronnie was given strict instructions to thread it and go home. Mr. Markowitz is going to fire her up for you and leave the booth. If you ask me, it's all...
Very peculiar.
If you ask me.
Well, once more into the breach. Here's my ticket, kiddo.
Huh. Now that's peculiar.
What isn't tonight, kid?
This isn't one of our tickets.
Well, I was given the ticket and instructed to give it to you, so I don't know what to tell you.
I can't even read it. There are weird scribbles on it. It looks like maybe a foreign language?
Let me see that.
Well, it isn't any language I've ever seen. And that funny symbol on the back there, the awful...
Peculiar. Yeah, I got it.
Gosh, wait a minute. I saw that symbol. It was on the print can when Mr. Markowitz and that guy were carrying it up the back steps.
I've never seen it before.
And the title? Anarisi. That's definitely not something that would typically play the Broadmoor. I mean, we got a print of that French Beauty and the Beast film last Christmas, but it didn't stick around long. I thought it was swell, though. And...
Kid!
Well, if you ask me, ever since last night, when that print was brought in, there have been all manner of strange...
That's quite enough, Miss Fields. Thank you. Mr. Ferguson here has more important things to attend to than chatting it up with the staff.
Of course, Mr. Markowitz, sir. I'll just run along and get Mr. Ferguson his concessions.
You do just that. Thank you.
Mr. Markowitz.
Carl, please. Welcome to the Broadmoor, Mr. Ferguson.
Nice digs you got here, Carl. Though I can't say I'm too pleased to be here under the circumstances.
Yes, sir. Mr. Anger was a great patron of the Broadmoor and a personal friend. Every one of his films have played here. From The Darkest Hour to Mercy to the Fallen. We all mourn his passing.
I was actually referring to the fact that I have to sit through yet another of your great patron's meandering cinematic travesties to earn a buck. But, hey, it's a living.
Indeed, sir.
Did you hear that?
Put your stub in your pocket and enjoy your film this evening, sir. We at the Broadmoor take great pains to ensure our guests have the most fulfilling of cinematic experiences.
Yeah, Carl. I'm sure it'll be a real scream.
Without a doubt, sir. Without a doubt.
I'll just go and take these in for Mr. Ferguson.
No, Kimberly. Do not go into the house for any reason. I shall take Mr. Ferguson his concessions. In fact, you may clean up and run along home. The storm should be letting up soon.
Sure thing, Mr. Markowitz. Is everything all right?
It will be soon, Kimberly. Run along now.
What?
Will you require anything else before the feature, sir?
Not unless you got something a little stronger than Coca-Cola in that stand out there, Carl.
Well, if that is everything, then I'll just get the picture started and leave you to it.
Well, don't you want to watch whatever idea Jackie Boy's come up with? I mean, it's the man's first picture in almost a decade, and his last one at that.
No. No, sir, this film is for your eyes only.
Again with that hogwash. Jesus, Michowitz. The man is dead. It's just you, me, and the Google-eyed girl out there. Who's gonna know the difference? Take a load off. Come on. Misery loves company.
The feature will start in a few minutes, Mr. Ferguson. There will be no intermission. My instructions have been made very clear. I am so sorry.
This whole place is a loony bin. No wonder Anger lost his marbles, surrounding himself with these sycophantic nutjobs. All right, Anger. Thrill me.
Good evening, Mr. Ferguson.
Oh, Jesus. A personalized intro. Even in death, the man has a flair for the dramatic.
I am so very pleased you've chosen to honor me with your presence here tonight.
Honor nothing, old man. I'm getting paid top dollar for this.
You are nothing if not predictable, Mr. Ferguson. And tonight, in this very theater, your adherence to your unscrupulous nature shall finally be rewarded in kind.
Oh, really?
For you see, Mr. Ferguson, after your review of Mercy to the Fallen, I was finished, broken, a shell of my former self. No studio would take a meeting with me. Men whose careers I had built over a lifetime in this industry. But men who, like you, are only concerned with the bottom dollar. I had no desire to be part of a world where art's only value was the money made from its prostitution. While in seclusion, I aimlessly traveled the old world, devoid of purpose or ambition, until, quite unexpectedly, I found myself again. In a way, there, outside of a tiny forgotten village in Athens, I came upon an Arphagetes, a storyteller and his cabal, practitioners of ancient arts far older than mankind's memory. They showed me my path back. The magics that I thought had drained from my veins were renewed and made vital again as I set to work on this one final glorious path.
Revenge.
Our ability for creation today pales in comparison to what mankind was once capable of achieving. Long ago, when the darkness still held sway over our hearts and minds, somewhere we lost the ability to not only conjure the expression, but to breathe it into existence, to make it real. Fear! Mr. Ferguson, the power of fear is absolute. It can undo even the strongest will of man, hurling him screaming into the black abyss of madness and despair.
Ah, so it's a horror picture then. Great. No amount of money is worth this. What the hell are you playing out here? How did you...
Oh, Mr. Ferguson, whatever is the matter?
Come on.
What's happening?
You're all about to view your last picture,
Mr. Ferguson.
Your ticket already paid in full.
Come on. Let me out! Let me out! I don't care about the money! You hear me, Markowitz? I want out!
There is no escape, Mr. Ferguson. Even in death, I shall live on. But you... No one will utter the name Manny Ferguson again! You shall be lost to the pages of time! Blotted out! The dead travel fast, my old friend, and they are coming to drag you down to the hell of anonymity where you belong. Can you hear them?
What is that? I didn't mean it. It's only business anger, that's all. I'm sorry. Okay, please, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I just came to get what I was owed. It was never personal.
It was personal to me! Words have consequences, Ferguson. And tonight, you will get what? Or to you!
As news of Ferguson's mysterious death has swept the headlines.
Saying it was a heart attack.
He died screaming of fright, that's what I heard. His hair had gone stark white, and...
Apparently he broke in so he could catch a peek at an early print of Jackie Anger's last film, made just before the old man kicked. And it was a doozy. The most horrifying picture ever made.
Details surrounding the whereabouts of a supposed mysterious final film of the late, great Jonathan P. Anger are sketchy at best.
As I told the authorities when they arrived, we have no idea how that poor man found his way into the theater after closing down for the evening. Nor are we aware of anyone else on the premises that night. When our man opened the next morning, he found him still sitting in a chair. That look of terror frozen on his face. It was horrible. Horrible!
Tales of this alleged lost horror picture began circulating after an unidentified transient apparently died of fright after viewing an early preview of the film in a Chicago theater early last year.
No, sir. I
can't confirm or deny if the rumors of a lost horror film are true or not. Mr. Anger's projects were sometimes a mystery, even to those of us close to him. But if such a sensational film were to have been created, something tells me we would have heard about it. Either way, it's quite a story, and I'm sure glad to see such a renewed public interest in his films.
Jonathan P. Anger is all anyone is talking about these days. Tonight, The Egyptian is proud to present the auteur's final film, Mercy to the Fallen, with special guest in attendance, Ethel Bradbury. Tickets have been sold out for months, as...
What more can I say, really? Jackie's work always had a powerful effect on audiences. He always said movies held a special kind of magic, and that there was true power in the creation of something, that what we put out into this world has consequences. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we give you the great Jonathan P. Anger's final cinematic gift to the world, Mercy to the Fallen.
Ah, so that's how to get rid of critics. Maybe I should have been taking notes.
Doctor, I need to discuss something with you.
Oh, yes. We really should do lunch sometime. Agnes, dear, where's Al?
He passed out in the booth before the big ending. Lightweight.
Doctor, I've been meaning to have a little chat.
Oh, the big lug. He's all tuckered out. Well, perhaps you should give him a ride home on your way, Agnes.
No way, Doc. I had to pay out the ass to get all the hair out of my ride list.
Doctor, I really...
Oh, that's very kind of you to volunteer, announcer. Thank you. I'm sure Al's wife will be very grateful.
Doctor... I'd really like to talk to you about not getting invited to our Halloween party yet again.
Anywho, it's getting quite late, dear darklings, and all good things must come to an end. Once again, I bid you a sorrowful so long. May your treats be sweet and your tricks even sweeter. Until next time, boils and ghouls.
Well, I guess the trick's on me. Happy Halloween, loyal listeners.
Tonight's radio theater presentation, entitled Film Noir, was written and directed by Nathan Shelton and featured the voice talents of Alton Capps, Nathan Shelton, Lisa Marie Murphy, Erica Spires, Heath Hillhouse, Finley Shelton, Spencer Tilly, Lily Young, Sean Young, Drew Dively, and Andrew McMurtry. The Frightmare Theater theme and supplemental music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and Allison Johnston, and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theater podcast via Apple Podcast, Spotify, Audible, YouTube, or your favorite listening app. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater can be unearthed at frightmaretheaterpodcast.com. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you gaze into the crystal ball of despair with us again next time for an all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer wishing you pleasant dreams.